Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
On tomorrow's show, we will have more fallout from the crazy day that's been going on inside of the NFL. And who knows? Maybe MLB will tell us something. And we'll get you ready for Bulls versus Pistons, which has become a pivotal game all of a sudden. Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. DuckDuckGo has been getting their money's worth today with all of the breaking news, and they bring you the breaking news. Is brought to you by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. Transition is brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Danny Parkins, wash your fingers with soap, sir. Cussing on the Twitter.com because of baseball, mister.
What did he say?
What did I say? Oh, did you, I say something? What I said to Costos?
You said that baseball better get its bleep together, mister, because more things to talk about.
Yeah.
Mr. Dirty Hands.
Yeah, sorry about that. You're right. I forgot. Because I think I also cursed on Twitter yesterday about the Calvin Ridley news. So I wasn't sure which time.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, well, like, you know, John Greenberg responded to what I said. Like, I wanted to talk about the fact that, hey, baseball, turn on ESPN today and pay attention. Like, people are not missing you. Like, I know we miss baseball locally, White Sox fans especially, because of how good the team is supposed to be. But we got one of the most compelling MVP races in the NBA. The playoffs are going to be amazing, and football is 24/7, 365, and March Madness is right around the corner. Like, you can be forgotten,
Danny, would you
real
like
quick.
Some more NFL news?
Sure.
The Chicago Bears will not franchise Allen Robinson. He's
shocking.
A free agent.
Yeah, shocking. That was expected, and I think is sensible.
Yep.
But it's, man.
Did you guys hear about the Apple TV deal? You guys hear about Apple TV Plus?
Friday Night Baseball speaks. Let's go!
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys hear Randy Levine said some stuff on the radio? You guys hear about
that? I did hear what he said.
You guys want to talk?
I heard those lies.
Talk about some stuff? No, man. Like, right now, the NFL is percolating like crazy with an offseason that is super fun. And we should be talking about ball players coming into town in the best weeks of their lives. But, you know, in the best shape of their lives. Excuse me. I remember last year when I was doing things that matter about spring training, and you didn't really care that much last year either, Danny.
Yeah, that's true.
So even if baseball was happening right now, you'd be coming in here arguing and ready to talk NFL and NBA.
That's true.
I mean, shouldn't we be, like, getting ready for a couple, like, game number three of spring training now or something?
Right?
Shouldn't we? Aren't we there in the calendar?
This is the difference, is that those of us who want it don't have it. This sucks.
And you were eager to forget about it,
whether it was here or not.
That's a good point. He's right. But in fairness, I am at least consistent with that. I don't like preseason football either. Like, yeah, I'm not going to be the guy banging the table to talk preseason football.
Oh, yes, you were.
Fields made it exciting.
I was here in August.
I remember it well. This preseason, I was kind of into it. Last preseason, I was not that into it. That's true. But most of the time, I need my sports to have stakes attached to it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Whatever. Omaha!
Yeah. Shane made us some steaks today.
I think that is the best steak that I've ever had cooked for me by another person. You know what I mean? Like, restaurants... Those are
people
in
restaurants.
Theoretically, but I don't see them or know who they are.
I see.
Big restaurant. Matt Spiegel takes on big restaurant.
Shane is like the Chicago window guys of steaks. He's actually doing it right in front of you. You like talking to him about it like you do Russ Armstrong with your windows, you know?
Yeah, this is
natural. He literally came in transition to let us know that he got a deal on the Wagyu.
Yeah, he was real excited.
He was your round the Wagyu boy. That's what he was.
It was, Lord, it's
crazy good.
I don't think that I do anything with the ease and confidence at which Shane Reardon makes a steak.
I learned a lot. I asked questions and learned things, but I learned more just by watching.
He was so... He could have been... carrying on 10 different conversations. He could have been drinking. He could have been watching a game. Mm-hmm. And he made a restaurant quality steak. Two different cuts with five people watching him. And it was like it was like riding a bike. It could not have been easier to him. It was very impressive. He's a skilled man.
And delicious.
I'm not surprised, man. He what was that, Christmas, where he brought in some food where Mitch gave me the butcher knife. And it was terrific. Like, he's really good at that.
Let's get back.
So I'm not surprised at all.
Let's get back to Mitch giving you the butcher knife. Did he give it to you handle first, or did he lead with the blade? How did that go? Was this a contract negotiation? What are you talking about?
I'll retweet it. But basically, what happened was that he wanted me to have some of the steak, so they brought me a plate of steak that Shane made, and it was delicious, by the way. And he made really good sides, too. And of course, you have a fork and a knife, and they didn't have like a regular knife. So there's like a butcher knife that they gave me that I was supposed to then cut up the meat. Regular fork, mm-hmm. butcher knife. And I honestly didn't even need a knife. The meat was so tender, you cut it with a fork. And you were good to go.
There you go. There you go. Man.
I'm sure the folks on Twitch have the picture.
I remember the picture of you with the machete. Hosted the radio show.
What the hell, man?
It was odd. It was certainly odd. But this is a great, fascinating, interesting sports day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's like legitimate sports news, which is a nice change of pace for the last couple of weeks.
Russell Wilson now is in a division with Pat Mahomes and Justin Herbert.
With killers.
And Derek Carr is a top 12 quarterback in the NFL, right? Ish?
His team went to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. Derek Carr is a good quarterback. He's not great, but he also doesn't have a ton to work with. You know, like a pretty good offensive line.
After the Bears get Zay Jones.
Yeah, your guy Zay Jones.
My guy. I need a guy now that Mike Williams is gone. The Mike Williams dream is officially dead as he goes back to the Chargers. But
a lot of guys getting crossed off for the Bears. Calvin Ridley getting crossed off for the Bears. Mike Williams.
Different reasons.
Chris Godwin. Yeah, a lot of dreams being dashed. And assuming Devontae Adams will be back in Green Bay soon.
When's the last time that an NFL division had three quarterbacks that good? I mean, and the fourth one is Derek Carr. Which is pretty amazing. I mean,
four quarterbacks who are all top half of the league quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I think about when Marino.
Did you make the argument that last year in the NFC West that was the case?
Kyler, Russ, Stafford. No, right? Not San Francisco.
No,
yeah, I guess that Jimmy's the problem.
Jimmy's the problem there.
I mean, you know, when Marino and Jim Kelly, when Dan Marino and Jim Kelly were battling, you know, twice a year in that division, it was unbelievable to see that quality. But then you had Steve Grogan for a while, and you know, in the pre-Brady days, and like Richard Todd or Ken O'Brien. So it doesn't really measure up.
How about like 2013 in the NFC South?
2013 in the NFC South.
You've got like Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, and Cam Newton.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. It's very good. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the fourth one, right? It's that there's no
to get that fourth one being okay.
Being above average.
At least be okay.
Yeah. And I mean, Derek Carr's pretty, like, you pull up Derek Carr's stat log and you think about like what he did with, no, you know, they traded away Amari Cooper. Obviously, they use a high asset on Henry Ruggs, and he has the tragedy with the car crash. Darren Waller's a top five tight ends. Josh Jacobs is a good running back, but doesn't help him out a lot in the passing game. Like, he doesn't have a ton there, and he puts up crazy efficient numbers and plays in every game.
Was there a Theismann and Danny White and Randall Cunningham crossover era? I mean, those guys are pretty damn good, but these guys,
this
these
is crazy.
Guys are special.
Guys, guess who was quarterback in the 2013 Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
2013. Oh, I know, Mike Glennon.
No.
Yes.
No. Wow.
It's either Josh Freeman or Mike Glennon.
I thought
it was both of them.
It was both of them.
Wow. So yeah, no.
So no on that.
No on that.
Close, but no.
Right. Yeah, man. I think top to bottom,
it might be the best quarterback division of all time.
It might be in terms of a four-team quarterback division. Yeah,
it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's great.
And the NFC quarterbacking rankings get worse and worse.
Well, that was the next thing I was thinking about. So Aaron Rodgers 1, Matt Stafford 2. Is Kyler 3?
Probably.
And yes. There are big question marks. Dak v. Kyler for the third best quarterback in the NFC right now?
I think Kirk Cousins is top five, ladies and gentlemen.
Statistically, yes.
Yeah.
But if you watch him,
right.
No.
So, because, yeah, no more Brady, no more Russ. Yeah, that is...
That's unimpressive.
Well, it's just right there for Justin Fields.
It really is.
It's right there. Come on, Luke Getsy.
Let's go!
Come on. Be good.
That's why I was...
I thought for sure
that Rodgers would go back, but... If he didn't go back, to me, the window that was wide open for the Bears. If Rodgers isn't, no matter who they got to replace him, if it was Jordan Love or veteran quarterback X, it was like, man, the Bears would legitimately have a chance in the NFC North, even if there's a very small level of improvement. And I expect that there'll be a bigger level of improvement with Justin Fields. But now it's like, oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it will likely be. We still don't know all of the details in terms of the contract because Rodgers is disputing.
He's now disputing it.
What Ian Rappaport is reporting. But it feels likely to assume that at least for the first 4 years of Justin Fields' rookie contract, where it's cheap before the fifth-year option kicks in.
He's got Rodgers.
He will have Rodgers in the division for every year in which Justin Fields is affordable.
I have no excuse and no recourse, Danny, but to triple down on a take that I went oppo with in the middle of these three times, which is that it's better for the Bears.
Stop.
It's better for the Bears to go ahead and overcome the Aaron Rodgers Packers demons.
That is
like, it'll
so
be
meatball-y.
More, it's more satisfying. It is going to be more satisfying to get better and become King of the North with Rodgers there. It's gonna be more satisfying.
It, of course, would be more satisfying. Right,
thank you.
It's also less likely.
Exactly.
Sorry, you said would be more satisfying. You made my point. Thank you very much.
Daniel Jeremiah threw out on Twitter, I'd call and ask about DK Metcalf, .. worth a shot. Do the Bears have enough capital to trade away to get DK Metcalf?
You're not in a position to do that, I don't think. With the proliferation of talent at that position... No, I don't think you can do that. I mean, I know you're looking at lesser free agents now with Godwin tagged and Williams gone, but I'm serious about Zay Jones and you know another guy or two like that. You know, we're gonna get Christian Kirk or Zay Jones or someone like that, and you'll draft somebody as
Marquez
well.
Valdez Scantling.
He's a really interesting name because we know he's got the speed to go deep. We have seen
Can't
that.
Catch, though.
So every once in a while, there have been some ugly hands issues. This is true. But if you've watched games when he's had to be the guy to run patterns over the middle and be more accountable without Devontae or the like, he's had some big games like that. He's had some big moments like that. And you know Luke Getsy knows him well. So if Getsy vouches for the track record, vouches for the work ethic, color me intrigued with both Valdez Scantling and Alan Lazard knowing that Getsy knows them both.
I think both of those guys would be better than the receivers that the Bears got in the last offseason.
That's a low bar.
It is, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I will still hold out hope for Amari Cooper then. Like, to me, like, the Bears have the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. They don't have a first-round pick. They need to do a lot at that position. So if Calvin Ridley is crossed off and Mike Williams is crossed off and Chris Godwin is crossed off, like, you have to, if you're Ryan Poles, at least start at the top of the list of whoever's available. Doesn't mean that you have to end up with him, but like there is no wide receiver who is going to change teams this offseason that the Bears should not at least think about. And if Amari Cooper is the best wide receiver that'll change teams this offseason, of course the Bears should consider him, right? Like they have more of a need at that position than any other team in the NFL. And
there's nothing they shouldn't consider, because you're right, Danny. Like that receiving room is bad, bad, bad.
Like I heard Robert Mays make the case today to Dan and Layla that he would start with the interior of the offensive line, and there's nothing that'll help a quarterback more than a center who could identify the defense and the blitz pickups. And you know, if Ryan Poles got Ryan Jensen,
yeah.
That would be amazing.
That's the Bucs free agent center.
Yeah.
Who's chippy as hell, too. He's baby Olin. He really is.
He's a great football player. You know, top five at his position in the league. It would be amazing.
You guys want Brian Allen?
Sure. You know, like, upgrading that position is definitely a priority, but I still think it's really hard to look at what the Bears have at pass catcher. Just, like, not even wide receiver, just people who Justin Fields can throw to, tight end, running back, receiver, and not look at that as the biggest need on the team.
I mean, but the massive variable here is that we just don't know what they think of the talent that they do have in place, and they might move some people around. They have a completely different approach to sports science, let alone a different approach to the body shape that they need, endomorph versus ectomorph for offensive linemen, you know? And so they might think that they have certain pieces they can move and match around, and they also might not know who those guys are yet until they really get a look at these guys on a practice field. So I think it's more likely that we'll see splash moves for skill talent for wide receivers. You know, I think it's more likely that you'll see a high draft pick for a wide out and a free agent money spent on a wide out as they then figure out what the hell they actually have as they get their linemen down into the body types that they want.
That makes sense. I mean, I think that they're years away. You know, and so especially with the Rodgers news, which doesn't help. But so best player available at position of need is sensible, but just position of need needs to be offense more often than not, because I think, unfortunately, the story of the 2022 season is again going to be, do you have the guy in Justin Fields?
Yeah.
You can't go through this year and come out of it and say,
not knowing,
well, they didn't have enough around him, so we don't really know. Like, you have to put talent around him,
God,
to be able to say definitively one way or the other that you have your guy.
How many times in our lives have we had that debate about a Bears quarterback? About, do they have enough? Well, it's hard to tell because they don't. I mean, it feels so cutlery. It feels so Mitchy. And then you end up at the end saying, well, those guys kind of just wear what they were, I guess, and onward you go, waiting for that guy. Yeah, it's a brutal existence, which is why it's going to feel so sweet when they become King of the North and beat up on a Packers team with Aaron Rodgers. Turn the page. Go ahead.
I like that you are out here peddling the good stuff, Speaks.
Yeah.
Bears fans need it today.
Yeah. Bill Zimmerman, who
does the last thing, the most important piece,
yes,
we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Do it.
Damn right.
There's the page turn.
The page turn. The audible page turn. That's, right now, that is the signature oratory moment of Ryan Poles, is an audible page turn.
It's his mic drop.
Yeah.
It really is.
Scripted line, hold for applause.
Hold for applause. Please clap.
Please clap.
I didn't see. Did he lower the mic to the binder as
I
he turned
see
the page?
I didn't see.
That would take
experience. I kind of wish that he would have done it and did like the Sammy Sosa, like a home run in the dugout salute. Like he would have said that, we're going to take the North and never give it back. And then give a little tap, a little peace sign, a little tap on the heart. That would have been the way to go.
Early 80s NFC East, Phil Simms, Joe Theismann, Danny White, Ron Jaworski. And how about, you know, when Favre was in Minnesota and Rodgers is in Green Bay and Cutler is here putting up decent numbers and Matt Stafford's in Detroit?
No.
It's not as good as this.
It's not as good as this.
No.
Well, because if Mahomes is one or two and Herbert is top five and Russ is top 10.
Can we say Herbert's top five?
I mean,
Brady's
top six,
gone.
Top seven.
Top seven.
You know.
And Russ is top 10. You got three of the top 10.
You have three of the top 10. And a top 15 guy in Derek Carr. It's pretty incredible. Bill Zimmerman, who does a great job over at Mad Dog Radio and hosts the Bears Banter podcast, tweeted basically the question that we were discussing.
Yeah.
But he phrased it as, who you got? The AFC West against the NFC. So those four against the entire conference, who can produce better quarterbacks? And his four for the NFC were the four that we settled on. Rodgers, Stafford, Dak, and Kyler against Mahomes, Russ, Herbert, and Carr. And I think I take AFC West.
Yeah, I do.
Right?
I do, because the bloom has fallen off the Dak rose, and Kyler needs to show up big when it counts before I'm all the way there.
Rodgers, 85 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Right. I think Rodgers is the first pick for a year, right? You'd start a franchise with Mahomes, but for next year, Rodgers, back-to-back MVPs, is the best guy. The other thing is, it's at least in play that Russ is falling off. I don't think he is. Like I
don't think he is either.
I think it was the finger injury and Pete Carroll being weirdly old school
still a 102 rating last year.
I know, but he
didn't look, you're right, Danny. Like he didn't look quite right.
He did not.
But I don't think that he was garbage, you know? Like he was doing the best he could with not a lot around him.
Yeah, but
receivers.
They lost some games that you felt like he would have willed a way to win in previous years. And the thing is, they are good receivers. They had Lockett and Metcalf, man.
Yeah.
They really did. So either something was very screwy schematically, or he lost a little bit in like pocket presence and overall field sense. Like he didn't make the right plays sometimes, it looked like.
Yeah, well, he played.
There were a lot of moments where it looked like he was running for his life and not in the way that we're used to seeing Russell Wilson run for his life, where it's like, oh, I'm gonna do this and I'm going to slide over here and there's this window and I'm going to hit Tyler Lockett down the field for a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know. He played it. He played injured. Is the right? He missed a couple of games, but he also played in quite a few games with that finger injury. So I think that it's just the numbers were a little down, and things clearly were a little off between him and the organization in terms of what they wanted to do. The whole let Russ cook versus Pete Carroll's old school ball control defense, you know, mentality. And so it was time for a change. And he goes to a really talented team in a really tough division. And we'll talk about it, but I don't think they gave up that much for him. Like, I don't think that's that crazy of a haul.
Two ones, two twos, a five, and three players. And two.
He's 32 years old. He says he wants to play into his 40s. He's been a top five quarterback very recently.
If he's himself. If he's the best version of himself, you feel great about it.
And it's the 9th pick this year in a bad draft. And then presumably next year.
With no quarterback that you would take there.
Right. And presumably next year, it's a pick in the 20s. You're like, Denver thinks they're a quarterback away.
It's another year in the quarterback wilderness for sure. So what
do you think that the Rodgers package was from them?
It would have.
That's what I keep going, and Texter brought it up. It's a really interesting point. Like, obviously, the Packers want to win. They want to win right now, and that's why they do this.
And they just franchised Devontae over this past 20 minutes or so. They officially franchised Devontae Adams. Go ahead, Lawrence.
But what was it that they could have gotten from Denver if that's what they were going to give for Russell Wilson? How much more would you have gotten for Aaron Rodgers?
Do you think it would have been more?
Yeah, I think maybe one of like that fifth round pick is maybe a third, and maybe it's three ones.
Like he's obviously better, but he's also 6 years older.
Right.
I mean,
but I think they would have given up more.
Yeah,
probably it's a better guy.
I think it would have been pretty close, to be honest with you, because of the age.
Albert Breer tweeted that the Commanders were close on getting a deal done with Russell, but in the end, Seattle didn't want to deal him within the conference.
Well, welcome to Mitch Trubisky land, because he's going to be a Commander.
For Ron Rivera, Ron's got a lot of friends here. He hopefully knows the scoop.
Yeah. Mitch, for $10 million for a year,
is Andy Dalton.
Yeah, but with more upside.
Better.
With more upside.
Yeah, sure, with more potential
Mitch
upside.
Trubisky.
Yeah.
If you would have told me that the Bears could have had Mitch for $10 million last year, I would have been for it.
Oof. I think it was over.
It would have.
No, obviously, like, it wasn't going to work. But
personally.
I'm saying, like, if you're saying you can have Andy Dalton or Mitch Trubisky be your starter for $10 million, I'd rather pay the $10 million to Mitch.
Yes, in a vacuum, right?
Yes.
Like if it was a random NFL team, I agree with you. But for the Bears, I think they made the only decision they could have. Like, once they decided to bring back Pace and Nagy for last year. Like, they couldn't run back all three of them again.
Guys, remember when those guys were in charge? Isn't that amazing?
I do remember that.
Hey guys, you see the tweets from Jerry Jeudy over the day? It's so funny.
Yeah, he's very disappointed about not getting Rodgers.
In an emoji.
Yeah.
And then very happy about getting Russ in an emoji.
Yeah.
Just sad face and then, oh, we lit with a big fire emoji.
Yeah, I'm not Jewish, though.
Yeah,
I love
he's
Jerry
not Jewish
Jeudy.
Though. Jerry Jeudy.
He clarified that he's not Jewish.
Appreciate
some people
that.
Just call him that.
People sometimes call me short for a Jew, like one Jew.
Yeah, no, it was. I appreciated it. It was,
I called Bernstein that today. He didn't like it. It didn't go over well.
It was surprising. We have Adam Carolla on the show in like 15 minutes. Joe Ostrowski is going to join us. Hub Arkish is going to join us. And baseball's fake deadline will be discussed. Tons of quarterback news. We got a lot to do, Lawrence. And Spiegs has. He's got an issue, like a real issue that we're probably gonna have to solve in like the next segment out of Tandy's Open, honestly. Because
is it about steak or
it's not about steak. It's about him leaving the country tomorrow and maybe not being allowed to legally. So, but we have 90 minutes. We have 90 minutes to solve the problem. So,
all right,
yeah, that's the show today.
Go forth, boys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. Lawrence. Tandy's Open kicks us off. Adam Carolla in 15 minutes. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is the score. Thanks for keeping us the number one and most listened to sports station in Chicago. Listen on your radio, laptop, mobile.